Well, every year, members of New Hampshire's Loon Preservation Committee head out on Lake Winnipesaukee to count as many loons as they can. It's part census, part celebration of this elegant bird. And from the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Sean Hurley went along to find out how the loons are doing.
The director of the Loon Preservation Committee, Harry Vogel, leads me down a forest path toward a boat slip on the northern tip of Lake Winnipesaukee. We'll be touring the lake, looking for loons in advance of the population census. Within moments, maybe it's unavoidable. We're talking about On Golden Pond, which Vogel had just rewatched.
And I was just surprised. It's like, damn, that's a good film.
Is because you're the head of the Loon Center, do you have to watch it every once a year?
No, there's no requirement. This is on my own time.
I hadn't seen the film in 30 years. But I remember being swept up by the sweetly tumbling sunlight on water piano theme and the chilly wail of those loons, like the sound of your own ghost passing through you.
Norman, the loons. They're welcoming us back.
I don't hear a thing.
These are kind of vaulted loons into the spotlight, because at the same time, loons were already showing some pretty severe declines throughout the state.
Vogel says people began to notice loons were less common on the lakes in the early 70s.
And the thinking at that time was that if human activities had contributed to those declines, then human activities, if they were coordinated and thoughtful, could reverse those declines once again.
We meet Melissa Lezick at the boat, a biologist with the Loon Preservation Committee. She spends 40 hours a week on the lake.
All right, so is the boat bailed?
It is.
We're ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay.
There were less than 100 pairs of loons on Lake Winnipesaukee in 1975, when the LPC began its work.
And last year, we were up to 284 pairs of loons. So we more than tripled the loon population. The year before that, we were at 280. So here again, we're beginning to see a flattening out of that growth curve, despite our best efforts.
Still, old threats persist.
Before we had even cleared May of this year, we'd already had two shot loons and a lead poison loon. You know, to put that into context, about 2% of our adult loons that we find dead in any given year are dead because they've been shot, but about 49% are dead because they've swallowed a lead sinker or a lead-headed fishing jig.
Though new laws will soon prohibit all lead fishing gear, Vogel says the remnant culture of dusty tackle boxes could impact loons for decades. And there are new problems. Increasing use of the lakes, shoreline development.
And loons are also a northern species, so when we look at the impending climate change, what we're expecting is hotter days, and that spells trouble for loons. So I think loons are going to be a poster child for climate change in New Hampshire.
Melissa Lezick steers us around the jagged, unfinished puzzle of the lake. We pass tiny islands and settle toward a grass-edged bay tipped with pink flowers.
Oh, there we go. Two loons just to the left of the flag.
Black necks and the bright ping of red eyes, the half-sunk birds regard us. Though loons have been around some 20 to 30 million years, Vogel says our understanding of them remains slight.
So a question as simple as, how long do loons live? You know, I don't know. Nobody knows. Our best guess is somewhere between 20 and 30 years.
We may not know much about them, but Melissa Lezick knows why we like them.
The sound of the loons is really haunting. I think the one that people are drawn to the most is the whale.
Popularity aside, Harry Vogel says there's a practical reason for us to care about the birds.
Loons are really a sentinel of environmental quality. They're an indicator of the health of our lakes and ponds.
Shortly after our visit to the lake and following the loon census, Vogel calls me with some preliminary numbers.
This is hot off the press. So this year, we were at 297 territorial pairs of loons, just over 200 nesting pairs, 197 chicks hatched, and 147 chicks surviving.
Good news, according to Vogel, but also the product of hard work. The Loon Preservation Committee this year put out a record number of nesting rafts and rope lines. In other words, a lot of effort with only marginal gain. From a movie poster to a poster child, where once the loons had only a cinematic grip on the public imagination, now their welfare reflects our own. For Here and Now, I'm Sean Hurley.
and we have time for another end of summer write, if I can get through it. We're going to say goodbye to our crop of summer interns who are a long way from their golden pond. Gracie McKenzie and Peter Ballinon-Rosen worked on our web. Gracie also gave us great insight into so many stories. She's returning to Tufts. Peter quietly took notes on us and is writing a tell-all. Kidding. He got snatched up by our mothership, WBUR.
Colby College student Lauren Gluck and Northwestern University student Harry Wood were fantastic on the radio side. We already sent Lauren off for the semester in Italy, and Harry is the new president of NPR.
Ta-da!
Actually, no, maybe someday, Harry, but for now, he's going to be a sophomore.
Is that possible?
Best wishes to all our interns. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.